I want to take my text from the Gospel according to St. John in chapter 4. I'll read quickly. Therefore, when the Lord knew that the Pharisees had heard that Jesus, verse 1, made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself did not baptize, but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again to Galilee. 4. But he needed to go through Samaria. Now, some commentators said that Samaria was a necessary, place. You must pass through Samaria to get there. But some other commentators said, no, there were options. But he chose this option because of divine assignment. Hello? I want to go with the second people. Because the Bible says he needed to go through Samaria. So he came to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near the plot of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now that has a significance. Why Jacob? Why Joseph? There is a reason. And a woman, Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there, can you see? And Jesus, therefore, being wearied, everybody say wearied from his journey. I can hear you. Come on, Jesus being wearied from his journey. Come on, let me hear you again. Wearied from his journey. That shows that you can be weary too. If Jesus can get tired, if he can become wearied, you can be. Hallelujah. Wearied from his journey, sat thus by the well. It was about the sixth hour, and a woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, give me a drink. Let me pause again and make a comment. Sixth hour, we always mix them up. The Greek sixth hour is different from the Jewish sixth hour. The Greek sixth hour is either 6 in the morning or 6 in the night. The Jewish sixth hour is 12 noon. And I want to assure you now that we are looking at a Jewish setting here. So she was going out to fetch water right under the blazing sun, 12 noon. Not the time that women would normally go out to fetch water. I hope you understand. They will go early in the morning or go late in the night or towards the evening, not 12 noon. Scarcely will you find anybody at the well at 12 noon. And that's why the story says that this woman was coming and she was surprised by finding a man sitting on the well. Nobody is at the well at 12 noon usually. So I just want to use this to say to someone, there's a divine appointment for you, which God will never fail to keep. In the name of Jesus. He's a master of divine appointments, master of divine assignments, master of divine destiny, and he never fails. You know what he says? I know the thoughts I think towards you. They are never of evil. They are good to bring you to an expected end. Like you heard him say, there's an end. The end is not just the end of your trouble. Yes, it's the end of your trouble. It's the accomplishment of your life. In the name of Jesus. God has a plan for your life. Isn't God wonderful? Isn't he faithful? A woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, give me a drink. Probably to prove to her, I'm so tired and thirsty. Which of course not. The reason he opened the dialogue was because he was on a mission. But besides, Jesus was a good man. He always tried to make your body light. He was encouragement moving on the face of the earth. So even if the woman would not say a word, Jesus would have said something. For his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. So a lonely woman met a solitary man. There were two. Then the woman of Samaria said to him, how is it that you, being a Jew, and ask a drink from me, a Samaritan woman? In other words, how come you're asking, you a Jew asking from a Samaritan, and you a man asking from a woman? You Jews you are very careful. You don't just talk to women. For Jews have no dealing with Samaritans. Jesus answered and said to her, if you knew the gift of God and who it is who says to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water. Okay. I'll make a comment later. The woman said to him, sir, Everybody noticed it was sir. Hallelujah. You have nothing to draw with. The well is deep. Where then do you get the living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well? Now you can see why the Bible was talking about Joseph and Jacob and the well that Jacob gave them. So are you greater than our father? You know what? We have a common father, because it's believed that they have the common descent. Come on. Praise God. Are you greater than our father Jacob, 12, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as well as his sons and his livestock? Jesus answered and said to her, whoever drinks of this water will thirst again. But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst again. Now, I think it was beginning to get clear to this woman. Are we talking of the same water here? Hello? Are we really talking of the same water? Okay. But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life. The man said to him, sir, give me this water that I may not thirst, nor come here to draw. Jesus said to her, go call your husband and come here. Then the woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said to her, you have well said, I have no husband, for you have had five husbands, and the one you have now is a living in. That is, you're just staying with the man. You are not married to him. The woman said to him, sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. Our fathers worshipped on this mountain, and you Jews say that in Jerusalem is the place where one ought to worship. Jesus said to her, woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you will neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We know what we worship, for salvation of the Jews. But the hour is coming, and now is when the worshippers, or true worshippers rather, will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The man said to him, I know that the Messiah is coming, who is called the Christ. When he comes, he will tell us all things. Jesus said to her, I will speak to you, am he. At that point, his disciples came, and they were wondering why he was talking to a woman. I understand why they would think that way. But he said to them, I have food to eat of which you do not know. Therefore, disciples said to one another, has anyone brought him anything to eat? Jesus said to him, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. Do you not say there are still 4 months and then comes the harvest? But I say to you, lift up your eyes and look at the field, for they are already white for harvest. And he who reaps receives wages and gathers fruit for eternal life. That both he who sows and he who reaps may rejoice together. For in this saying is true, one sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap that for which you have not labored. Others have labored, and you have entered into their labors. Many of the Samaritans of that city believed in him because of the word of the woman who testified. They did what? They believed in him. He told me that, all that I ever did. So when Samaritans had come to him, they urged him to stay with them, and he stayed there 2 days. And many more believed because of his own word. Then they said to the woman, now we believe. Now, because of what you said, for we ourselves have heard him, and we know that this indeed is the Christ, the Savior of the world. Praise the Lord. Just three things I just want us to pick from here quickly. The woman, I haven't started talking to this man that he met on the well. She started using the word, sir. It wouldn't have mattered to me. She said, sir. And then he got to a place, Jesus said, go call your husband. And I was reading a commentator. He said, you see, the word for husband is the word for matured adult. It's the word for a man with weight, a man with notoriety, a respected person in the society. That's the word there. That same word for husband. It's the same word that they use for husband. That they use. It's the same word actually for sir. So the dialogue has been coming in such a way. And the issue is, we are going to address the issue of your life. But she didn't know. At first, she did not know at all. She has had 5 husbands. That means that she's not one to give up easily. You know, I don't mean her. And she's even attempting the 6th one. She was only a little cautious now, because she probably won't want the 6th one to go the way of the 1st 5. But then she was sleeping in the man's house. So you talk of frustration in an area of life. Nothing was said about her children. Probably she had some. But the way it looked, she was lonely, though she was staying with a man. And the way it looked, she won't move when everybody was moving. You know why? They're probably talking too much about her, because it was all about her. And that explains why she will not go in the morning when all the women will go. That explains why she will not go in the evening when the sun is setting, when all the women will be going. That's why she will wait until nobody will be by the well and nobody will be on the way anymore. Then she will just sneak out to quickly go get. But water was such a necessity. You must get water. So she will wait until nobody, and then she will just go quietly. But this time around, she was in for a surprise. So one preacher said, as she was going, she saw some men. No, I didn't know. Men are not who I want to see. She tried to hide her face because any of them could be one of the old husbands. A relative of one of the old husbands. Come on. She had oh my goodness, the number of possibilities were high. Five husbands, five families. That themselves have in-laws. Abba. So she almost dodged. But you know those she saw? The disciples were going to look for food. So she quickly dodged. And after they left, she said, I hope I won't see another one. She was going quickly, quickly. Then, but by the time she got there, here was a man sitting again. And not just a man, like the ones I saw walking by. This one is a Jew. See, he's bad enough he's a man, if he's a man of Samaria. If it's a man that is a Jew, he's worse. You know, they remind us of our spiritual failures. Religious feelers. And we have this argument going between us and them. They think they are right, we think we are right. They think we must worship in Jerusalem, we think it's Mount Gerizim here. They are the holier than thou people. You know, why will he be a man and why will he be? But I need water. I have two choices. Walk up to the well, pretend as though the man does not exist, fetch my water and go back. Whatever he says, just get away. You don't talk to him. Or stop there and no water today and run back home. But you need water. So she decided, I will get there. Just before she got there, Jesus said, please, can you give me some water to drink? Uh-oh. But she was yet to fetch any water. Yeah, but she was coming to fetch water. And she has a means of fetching water. And she will fetch water. Please, can you give me a drink when you fetch? She was like, I thought I wouldn't say a word to this man. And still, she didn't want to say a word. Say, how come you, a man and a Jew, how come you're asking me to drink so I give you water? See, I'm not saying anything. I'm only expressing my surprise. Why will he start talking to me? But then you started saying something. My prayer is that when Jesus comes your way, your mouth will open.